Waving Trump flags, a mob of protesters descended on the Capitol building, breaching an entrance and roaming the congressional halls. They had arrived after President Trump urged them to march on the Capitol to protest a certification process that would ensure Joe Biden's ascension to the presidency. Lloyd Wolf is a longtime freelance photojournalist in Washington, D.C., and was at the Capitol.
It was primarily a white world, loud, but not violent when I was, you know, they were just noisy. And then at some point, probably three-ish, they breached the barricades on the side I was on, and the Capitol Police were overwhelmed. A couple thousand of them got up on the steps. They attempted to get in the side I was on. I think it turned out they breached it on the other side, and I wasn't there to observe it. I heard that they were yelling among themselves, "We're inside, we're in the basement," but they weren't. They were very loud. I saw Confederate flag. I saw, you know, Pelosi's Satan signs. They were jumping up and down on police vehicles.
Did they seem then to believe that this was a critical moment where the election, I assume, they feel is stolen? But does it go beyond that? I mean, beyond just simply...
They were yelling, "Stop the steal." They were singing, you know, traditional patriotic hymns. They kept, when they stormed the Capitol, they were ecstatic. And they were going, "This is our house, this is our..." You know, and in a sense, it's true, but it was like it was theirs, not everyone else's. And they were chanting, "Stop the steal," and "We're for Trump, we're for Trump." And they were riled up so intense about their righteousness of their acts and the wickedness of others. And I'm still a little kind of shook up by it emotionally.
The police and the authorities have come in for some criticism about not being prepared enough. Are you surprised that they did not seem to be prepared for this, given rhetoric leading up to it, or was it, what do you think? Because they deal with this all the time.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd hate to have been a cop up here today. It would have been a bad job, right? I mean, I just showed my partner, Ruth, some pictures of the police, and there's like one person standing on the stairs. When they actually rushed the stairs, there might have been 8 or 10 of them, but there were, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 people rushing the stage, and they commandeered the vehicles there and were dancing around and prancing. And nobody's ever seen this before. Nobody anticipated that the president himself would be the point person for riling them up. We could hear his speech up where we were. People had it on their cell phones and other devices. You could hear it. And he was whipping them into a frenzy with his rambling nonsense. And when the big group had arrived up, I guess they came up Constitution Avenue, I only caught a glimpse of them. When they started coming up, the energy got really dark. And they were primed for trouble. I don't think, it is my opinion, it's only a guess, if he hadn't, you know, basically whipped them into a frenzy, they might have been less primed to do this.
Lloyd Wolf, a longtime freelance photojournalist who was at the Capitol building, which was overwhelmed by Trump supporters. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.